Okay, welcome back to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Mona Russo.
Hi.
And we're back with a friend of Mona's, who is Shirley Dawkin. And Shirley's a member of the Westbury Advisory Board.
I'm a member of the Westbury Senior Citizens.
Okay, that's fine, yeah.
And I am also a member of Sisters of the Arts of Westbury.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sisters of the Arts. Shirley is going to be talking about being an active senior in the town of North Hempstead, and we're going to go right to Sisters of the Arts, because I don't know what it is.
Well, Sisters of the Arts is an organization of senior women who support young people who are interested in the arts and cannot financially get lessons for art lessons, either in playing music, voice lessons, etc. And we support them in that endeavor. And we also showcase them.
Now, where is this done?
Any venue there is.
Oh, really?
And we support young people from Queens, Nassau, and Suffolk County.
Very, very nice. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Mona.
I really participated in an event where I saw this happening, and Shirley was amazing with this. She put on an event at the library on a Sunday celebrating Black history, etc., and children from school that you would not think has the talent or that is badly graded. But this was an event that was so marvelous, it brought tears to my eyes. Hearing these children from low income sing, listen to the choral director, it was just an amazing day. And I was told by Shirley, she did this all in about 3 weeks. Hard for me to believe, but true.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yes.
But see, you know what? I find, and Shirley seems to be this person, if you're doing something because you want to, out of compassion and caring for somebody, it's easy. And I'm not saying you don't put your efforts into it. It's work. But it comes easy
work,
to you.
But it does come easy.
Right.
Because you're enjoying what you're doing.
Right. Do you want to do it?
And that's essential to whatever the process is.
Right. You own it. That's what I like to say.
Absolutely.
You can get people to volunteer. And it's just the biggest waste in time because they just want somebody to write a letter that they volunteered.
Mm-hmm.
You're owning what you're doing, and therefore you're taking pride in it.
Right.
Which is wonderful.
Absolutely.
Actually, I just said pride, which wasn't intentional. Project Pride.
Project Pride. I developed this program when I was the director at the African American Museum.
Okay.
And it was a program for—
Where is that?
It's in Hempstead.
That's on Franklin Avenue.
On Franklin Avenue in Hempstead. And it's a program that was developed with the chief judge of the family court in Nassau County.
Okay.
And it was for children who were involved in the family court. They might have been truant, not going to school.
Okay.
And rather than sending these children to a facility upstate New York or some other institution, I developed a program where they came to the museum and they learned computers, they learned art, they learned interviewing skills, life skills,
I should say.
And so that program, when I left the museum, I moved it to an independent facility. And the judges from Nassau County Family Court would send the youngsters that were borderline cases to the program.
So that's wonderful because it's the borderline cases are the ones, and you see it better. One degree to the left and they're gone. One degree to the right and they're saved and they're productive and it's wonderful. Kids become wonderful adults.
And we had some wonderful role models for them. I had a lot of volunteers who came in and worked. They worked for nothing. Were not paid for years. The program. They came and worked with the program. And many of the youngsters today, we have one fella who works for Disneyland as a cartoonist.
Okay.
He was taught by Bob Carter, who is an artist.
Okay.
Some of you may know him because he's world renowned. We have a young lady who is a food specialist for Breyer, the Breyer Company, who was a part of that program. So we have a lot of pride in what we did with the youngsters who were a part of the program.
That's wonderful, because I'm a big believer. Like, even some of the schools, they have these like tutoring programs, because some kid just doesn't pay attention enough. That's
absolutely
all. It's not bad, but now he's getting a 65 or a 70, and that starts to categorize him as a dummy or something. Meanwhile, a little extra help, he'll do the homework a little bit more, and he's a B student. And he feels better about himself, which is the main thing, too. Mona?
You know, some of these students are disadvantaged, and they haven't had the self-esteem. You have given them self-esteem, Shirley, in the various arts and the programs, and that's amazing. Everybody needs self-esteem by saying, I am worthwhile.
Well, you know, I think what's significant about the program was that we taught them cultural awareness. We taught them about their history and their culture, which gave them an identity and sort of self-respect, because they were able to understand how people have suffered on their behalf. And not only have they suffered on their behalf, but they had become very successful entrepreneurs, engineers, doctors, lawyers. And so the role models that they were able to look at gave them an incentive to move on and do better.
That's great. I must also say that I will not talk about Shirley's children, but perhaps she will briefly talk about them. And not only does she do that, she is a par excellent designer of clothing and jewelry. This is such a multifaceted woman. It's unbelievable.
I was going to get to the jewelry part, so we'll go to the jewelry part now.
she excites me.
Okay, that's good.
Well, Mona had the privilege of being
Now, before we go any further, this is not TV. Is this your makings that you're wearing, or is this not?
No, this is not, but this piece of jewelry is.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about, the necklace.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
The clothing is not, but I do, I had a fashion show at the Senior Center.
Oh, really? Okay.
And I had the seniors model the clothing, and this was my wardrobe of clothing I had made throughout the years.
Wow.
And it was really.
You design it and make it, or just design it?
Design it and make it.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And they wore my jewelry, and that's how Mona got to know about it.
Okay.
And they were gorgeous. These women walked elegantly in Shirley's clothing, and they were so proud to do it.
They were, and it was a thrill for me because I was honored that they wanted to do
it. Right, right, of course.
And they did it, and they did it with such dignity and pride.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, you know, just by talking to you, I can tell the kind of person you are, and getting involved with the kids is one thing, and with the museum and different things that we'll still talk about. What brought the clothes and jewelry, which is like a whole different area.
Well, my father was a master tailor.
Oh, okay.
My mother was a dressmaker and a milliner. So we all a milliner is you make hats.
Oh, okay, okay.
We all had to learn to sew, but I must tell you, it was not something that I enjoyed doing when I was young. I wanted to be a banker, so I went to school and studied accounting. I worked for the Federal Reserve Bank for several years. I went on into business. I served as a controller. And then when I bought my home, when we got married and had my children, and we bought our home, we didn't have that much money.
Okay,
so I had to begin to utilize the talent that my parents gave me. And so that's when I began to do all of those wonderful things. I made my own curtains and drapes and my own clothes and my children's clothes. So
then you appreciated
what
they made you do.
What they made us learn to do.
I have a very dear friend whose family was in the garment business. And one of the things that her father used to say was, and they all learned how to sew and could do stuff. you're going to sew buttons if you're not good. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, you'll be a button sewer.
No, but my mother was a designer also. So much of that I learned from
her. Now, do you sell the stuff or no? It's just...
I did. Used to do workshops. We used to have at the... In Smithtown, at the Smithtown Library,
okay.
They had a women's expo, and I used to do vending there with much of my designs and clothing and jewelry.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's something you still do or no?
No, I'm a little bit older now,
okay.
I don't like carrying all that lugging, you know, your clothes
right.
there, but I don't do that much of that anymore.
No, that's definitely, it makes sense. It's more difficult.
It's
what about teaching? Would you wind up...
That's what I do. I still do teaching now.
Oh, you do? Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I taught for Cornell University.
No, I'm sorry.
Family development.
I'm talking about teaching dressmaking.
Oh, no, I don't
teach
dressmaking.
Okay, that's what I meant. Okay.
I do teach arts and crafts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I do that also. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I teach history and culture.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's I see that was with Cornell. And what kind of courses? I know what you're saying, arts, but I mean in reference.
Well, for Cornell, I taught family development.
Okay.
I also taught finance for women who had never knew how to do a budget.
Many
of them were divorced women. They didn't have credit,
mm-hmm.
and I taught finances for them.
Right? That's another gift,
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
some of these poor ladies, they get divorced. Forget the divorce and the heartbreak and everything else. Then they're lost in the world of day to day managing their money.
They had no idea how to manage money.
And it's not simple, but it's simple again when you have a teacher. Say, relax, make a column, and do something.
Yeah, so I did teach money management.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
It's quite the diverse.
Did I disappoint?
No.
I am just. I'm so happy. With Shirley, she is like a very, very bright woman that loves to teach, and in a soft, lovely manner.
Well, that definitely comes across. It's just, again, it's going back to owning something. You can't do these things unless your heart's in it.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day, you know that, and you live it, so you know it. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break now. You're listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP, and we'll be back with Shirley right after the break.